Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff McNeil at the top of the lineup, so Brandon Nimmo not in there today. But what's the prognosis? Do you think he'd be good for Friday?
It sounds like he's going to be fine, and we're going to evaluate during BP and stuff if he's able to be available for us towards the end of the game. But compared to what we saw on the field and the reasons we had to take him out, we feel great right now and a ton better than we did last night.
Dom Smith at first base, day off for Pete Alonso. Does that dovetail with the day off that you have on Thursday?
It really does. You know, Pete plays the game so hard. He's been so tremendous. Every ground ball he hits, he runs 110%. So we figured, you know, instead of just taking one kind of in between somewhere, let's give him the day-to-day. He can have 2 days off, and he's going to be ready for another long run out there.
Ahmed Rosario in the lineup. I thought you might do the same thing, give him another day with a day off on Thursday, but he's good to go today?
Yeah, he's totally fine. It was more just he couldn't hold down some food, and we got him rehydrated, and he feels great, so we're going to get him out there short again today.
You know, talking about Pete a second ago, and also Jeff McNeil, too, they were two guys who didn't come with the best defensive reputations, but they probably exceeded that to the max since they've been here.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, you see the throw last night from Jeff McNeil, right on the money, great arm, great long hop. You know, it looked like he'd been doing it for 20 years out there, and then Pete has been fantastic at first. Because he works hard, you know, and they both work hard. They both have a lot of confidence in their ability to hit and defend, and it shows up in the games.
I'm not a DH fan. You're a former pitcher. You're probably not a DH fan. But when you look at your pitching staff and Wheeler and Jake, Syndergaard, even Matz, all of them can hit. That's probably not a rule that you want instituted anytime soon.
You definitely don't, not with the hitters that we have. And you're going to miss out on some special moments like we had last night. And then like the few moments we've had this year where these guys pop a homer or hit a big double and score some runs. It's a thing that's fun strategically, and our pitchers love it. You know, it would be missed.
When you look at Zach last night, do you think he is starting to get into that consistent mode that he was in the second half of last year?
You really do, and you were sensing it the previous two outings, and then he put it all together last night, not only with the mechanics that he's been working on to get that arm synced up, but the stuff was there. He's implementing his pitches the right way, threw a few more curveballs last night, which I feel is very important for him, and he's hitting homers and doubles. It's great.
Jason Vargas on the mound tonight. How is the bullpen stacked up for him when he comes out?
You know what? Everybody's available. We have the day off tomorrow, so you could see something pretty drastic if need be. But, Jason needs to go out there and pitch like he did last time and continue to improve upon what he's been doing. You know, I think that Jason's first outing of the year was great. And then we put him in the bullpen for a day, and it wasn't great. And then he had a rough start, and then he had another really good start. So, you know, we're going to continue to think of Jason as a guy that can go out there and pitch as deep as he can and still be effective, and then make the necessary adjustments when we have to in the game.
And finally, Mick, there was a lot of chirping from the Philadelphia side, Rhys Hoskins, Gabe Kapler after the game about what went on in the ninth inning. Does that concern you going into this game, the final game of a series?
No, it doesn't. We're going to go out there and play the game to win and do everything that we can to win. So if we worry about that, we're not focusing on the right things. And we'll deal with whatever happens when it happens.
Good luck tonight, Mick. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks a lot.